I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. About 50 million Americans say they participate in some form of running or jogging. Dr. Alec DeCastro is here to talk about the benefits of running and also tips to reduce risk of injury. Dr. DeCastro is an associate professor and chief of primary care sports medicine in the Department of Family Medicine at MUSC. Dr. DeCastro, first, from your perspective, what are some of the benefits for people who run regularly for fitness?
I think the number one benefit from running is better cardiovascular health. Running regularly can lower a patient's chance of dying by heart disease by half. So if you ever run up to catch up to somebody and became short of breath immediately afterwards, it's really no surprise that running helps your cardiovascular system. So your heart rate increases to pump blood, and over time your heart becomes stronger and you can run faster with less effort. Another great benefit is you can burn calories, which can lead to weight loss. Running regularly can also give you other benefits like better sleep and can even give you better mood and better energy. There's also numerous studies that show that running is a high-impact activity, that the stress that it plays upon the bones can help prevent osteoporosis, increase bone densities. And these are some of the benefits of running.
And how much running is needed and how frequently to really reap some of these health benefits?
Some studies show that running as little as 10 minutes a day can significantly lower your risk of cardiovascular disease. But most groups recommend about a minimum of 150 minutes of moderate exercise a week, or 75 minutes if you do vigorous exercises like running. From a distance standpoint, approximately 15 to 20 miles per week appears to be ideal. Shorter distance and varying speeds are typically healthier for your heart than endurance running.
What are some of the common injuries that runners experience from time to time that you see in your practice?
Typically, the most common injuries in running are overuse injuries. In the knee, you can have runner's knees, which is called patellofemoral syndrome. Also, there's a condition on the outside of the knee called IT band syndrome. In the lower leg, shin splints can also occur from running. This can occur from long distance running or increasing the number of days too quickly. And then in the back of the leg, you can have Achilles tendonitis.
Realistically, Dr. DeCastro, what can be done to possibly reduce risk of some of these injuries you just mentioned?
So I think adding other activities to your workout can help reduce running injuries. Muscle mass and flexibility naturally decrease with age, so it's really important to incorporate strength training and stretching in your fitness routine besides running. This can decrease the risk of injury and actually improve your overall running performance. For strength training, you should work on specific muscles that are important for running, like your gluteus muscles, your quadriceps, or your hamstrings. Simple leg and core exercises like squats, planks, push-ups, and lunges can make a big difference. I do think that also flexibility is important for running fitness and prevention of injuries. So I would add flexibility in different stretching exercises, again, before your running activities and afterwards as well, which may be more important. And the final thing that I would do is add balance exercise to your routine. You can improve balance by simply standing on your leg for 30 seconds, or sometimes basic yoga balance moves can help with these running injuries.
Dr. DeCastro, thanks for these tips about running.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.